Morning Watch, chapters 5 through 8 of Romans, the kernel of the Bible, week 5, the indwelling Christ. Tuesday, related verses. Romans 8, verses 9, 10, 13 to 15. Verses 9 and 10. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Yet if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Verses 13 to 15. For if you live according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery, bringing you into fear again, but you have received a spirit of sonship, in which we cry, Abba, Father. John 15, verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. Galatians 5, verses 16 and 17. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these oppose each other, that you would not do the things that you desire. Ephesians 3, verse 17. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Related reading. In Romans 8, verses 9 and 10, we read that we are not in the flesh. This shows how much we have been cheated by the enemy. So many Christians are continually bemoaning the fact that they are so fleshly. But this is a lie. We are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. This is the word of Romans 8, verse 9. The Bible says that we are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So we must believe the word of the Bible. Our word is nothing. Only the word of the Bible is reality. Let us forget about our word and take the word of the Bible. We are no more in the flesh, but in the Spirit. We know this because of the word of the Bible. Hallelujah! We are no longer in the flesh because the Spirit of God dwells in us. This is the indwelling of Christ. It is only the indwelling Christ that causes us to be no more in the flesh. We can realize from these verses that the Spirit of God is the Spirit of Christ, and the Spirit of Christ is simply Christ himself. So eventually we have these words, if Christ is in you. We all have to shout, Hallelujah! Christ is in us! Is this not wonderful? We have such a wonderful person in us, and this person is Christ. Romans 8, verse 4 says, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. This verse indicates that the righteous requirement of the law is not consciously kept by us through our outward endeavoring, but is spontaneously and unconsciously fulfilled in us by the inward working of the Spirit of life. In ourselves, we are not able to keep the requirement of the law. Hence, rather than trying to keep it by the efforts of the flesh, we should walk according to the Spirit. Such a walk, in which the righteous requirement of the law is spontaneously fulfilled in us, comes only from the indwelling Spirit of the Triune God. Romans 8, verse 9 speaks concerning the indwelling Spirit. You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. The Greek word translated dwells is not the same Greek word for abide. It has the same root as the word for house and may be translated resides or makes home. It conveys the thought of not of staying in a place temporarily, but of making one's home in a place, of settling down there. We need to allow the Spirit of the Triune God to make his home in us, so that in our experience, we may be in the Spirit and not in the flesh. The focus of Romans 8 is that in Christ, the Triune God has passed through a process and has accomplished, obtained, and attained everything for the fulfillment of his eternal purpose, so that he might become the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit. Today, the process Triune God, as the all-inclusive Spirit, who includes all his processes, accomplishments, obtainments, and attainments, is in the believers. We should allow this Spirit of the Triune God to make his home in us, that is, to settle himself in us with adequate room, so that he may take full possession of our inner being. Although the Spirit of the Triune God is in us, if the Spirit does not make his home in us, we may be very much in the flesh. But if the Spirit makes his home in us and takes full possession of our inner being, we will be in the Spirit. The Spirit of God is in us. Yet if we do not give him the liberty to make his home in us, he will be unable to dwell in us. If the Spirit of God can make his home in us, settling himself in us with adequate room, then in our experience, we will be in the Spirit.